It was in Beleriand, in the lands to the north, that Turin's terrible destiny was played out. And indeed, both Dorthonion and Doriath, where Treebeard walked, were crucial in his life. He was born into a world of warfare, though he was still a child when the last and greatest battle in the wars of Beleriand was fought. A very brief sketch of how this came about will answer questions that arise, and references that are made in the course of the narrative. In the north, the boundaries of Beleriand seem to have been formed by the arid Wethrin, the Mountains of Shadow, beyond which lay Húrin's country, Dor Lómin, a part of Hithlum, while in the east, Beleriand extended to the feet of the Blue Mountains. Further east lay lands that scarcely appear in the history of the Elder Days, but the peoples that shaped that history came out of the east by the passes of the Blue Mountains. The elves appeared on earth far off in the distant east, beside a lake that was named Cuivienen, Water of Awakening. And thence they were summoned by the Valar to leave Middle-earth, and passing over the great sea, to come to the blessed realm of Aman in the west of the world, the land of the gods. Those who accepted the summons were led on a great march across Middle-earth from Cuivienen by the Valar Orme, the hunter, and they are called the Eldar, the elves of the great journey, the high elves, distinct from those who, refusing the summons, chose Middle-earth for their land and their destiny. They are the lesser elves, called Avari, the unwilling. But not all the Eldar, though they had crossed the Blue Mountains, departed over the sea. Those who remained in Beleriand are named the Sindar, the grey elves. Their high king was Thingol, which means grey cloak, who ruled from Menegroth, the Thousand Caves in Doriath. And not all the Eldar who crossed the great sea remained in the land of the Valar, for one of their great kindreds, the Noldor, the lore masters, returned to Middle-earth. They are called the Exiles. The prime mover in their rebellion against the Valar was Feanor, Spirit of Fire. He was the eldest son of Finwë, who had led the host of the Noldor from Cuivienen, but was now dead. This cardinal event in the history of the elves was thus briefly conveyed by my father in Appendix A to The Lord of the Rings. Feanor was the greatest of the Eldar in arts and lore, but also the proudest and most self-willed. He wrought the three jewels, the Silmarilli, and filled them with the radiance of the two trees, Telperion and Laurelin, that gave light to the land of the Valar. The jewels were coveted by Morgoth the enemy, who stole them, and after destroying the trees, took them to Middle-earth and guarded them in his great fortress of Thangorodrim, the mountains above Angband. Against the will of the Valar, Feanor forsook the blessed realm and went in exile to Middle-earth, leading with him a great part of his people. For in his pride, he purposed to recover the jewels from Morgoth by force. Thereafter followed the hopeless war of the Eldar and the Edain against Thangorodrim, in which they were at last utterly defeated.